All right, kids, come on up. I know there are a couple of you here. Hi there, come on up, have a seat. Oh, I see an OSU shirt here. Good deal.
Yep.
So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Pastor usually way before Sunday will send out to those of us who talk to you guys in the morning what portions of scripture that we're going to be reading that morning. And that helps us to have some idea of maybe what to talk to you guys about. And so the first reading we had today was from Corinthians, and it had to do with gifts, presents. Who likes presents here? Yeah, you get them usually on your birthday and at Christmas time. So we just had Christmas here recently. And so I want to tell you a little bit about Christmas when I was closer to your age than my age right here. In San Francisco is where I grew up. We had Christmas at my parents' house most of the time, and I'd have my cousins come on over. You guys have cousins? I got to see my cousins like two times a year, and my cousin Philip was like my buddy because we were about the same age. I loved to see them. And they drive up in this big blue truck with a big camper on the back from Southern California. It was always great fun to see them. I really look forward to that. We'd have Christmas Eve at my parents' house. And then we would all drive to my grandparents' house on Christmas Day, and that's when we did our stockings. And we also got one extra gift from our grandparents, and I was guaranteed to always get clothes from my grandmother. Which, you know, now I'm like, yeah, cool, clothes. But at the time, it was like, oh, great, clothes. But we had our stockings. So we had the fun stuff with the stockings, and we got our clothes. And so I had two older brothers and then two boy cousins and me. So that made five of us. So no matter what the clothes were, whether it was a sweater or a shirt, whatever, they were the exact same, but all different colors. So you might be the blue, the orange, the red, the green, and the purple. But we'd all get into our same sweaters that were the different colors, and we'd all stand up, oldest to youngest. Who's the youngest of the kids here for you, your family? I'm the youngest of my family. Are you the youngest? Yeah, so I was the youngest. So I was down at the end next to Philip, because Philip was younger than I was. But we'd all rank there in age, and we'd take our picture. And so there's these great 1970s pictures with long hair and different colored sweaters, which was really great. So in our scripture today, we talked about the gifts of the Spirit. And so if you think about it, oops, gonna leave that be. Gifts of the Spirit be like presents from the Spirit. And the great thing about the Holy Spirit of God is he doesn't give exactly the same gift to everybody. He gets one that's just tailor-made just for you. And let me go through some of the ones that they talked about in this morning's reading that we had. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, kinds of tongues, and interpretations of tongues. That might be all like, what? What are they even talking about? That's stuff for you guys to learn more about besides just here. That's part of the Christian walk that we have. But just enough to know that it says one Spirit, or the Holy Spirit of God, distributes to each one individually as he, the Spirit of God, wills. So he has a unique understanding of who you are and a unique understanding of which spiritual gift would be best for you so that you could bless the rest of the body with that spiritual gift. And we all can have spiritual gifts given to us by God. And why do we have them? In order to build up the kingdom of God and work together as the family of God. So that's what I have for you guys. But you got to remember, every time that we come up here, we usually have an understanding of what the scripture is. It's important for you guys to listen to that and then try to unpack that gift of understanding. All right, thanks.